Helios GS. Theme 1, God Creates the World. Story 1. Welcome to Helios GS, telling God's story. I'm your Bible storyteller and your friend, Woodrow Kroll. And with this Helios session, we're beginning a brand new project to get to know God better by enjoying many of the stories found in the Bible. I'm so glad you've joined me. You know, the Bible isn't an old, stuffy book containing myths and legends. It's not just the sacred text of the Jewish and Christian faiths. The Bible is how God chose to reveal Himself to us and the plans He has for us. It's His book. It's His story. That's why there are hundreds of stories in the Bible, stories about God, stories about good people and bad people, stories that teach us, stories that amuse and entertain us, but stories that bring us into a relationship with the living God. Now, you need to know that in each of these sessions, I'll be telling stories that are found in the Bible. I don't make them up. My grandfather didn't make them up. They record how people related to God and how He related to them throughout history, and even today. My plan is to tell you these stories pretty much in their chronological order, their historical order, the timeline as they actually occurred. Now, that means we'll begin with stories from the ancient days of long ago, told in the first books of the Bible. And we'll continue telling the stories in somewhat chronological order until we come to the end of the Bible. So, let's go all the way back to the beginning with a powerful story about who we are and where we came from. This story is from the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. It's all about how the God of heaven created everything a long, long time ago. Let me tell you God's story. Story 1 is God and His creation from Genesis 1. God always existed as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There was never a time when there was no great God of heaven. He did not have a beginning like everyone or everything else. He is eternal, without beginning and without end. But God knew it would bring Him great joy to create a world around Him, a world of the sun, the distant planets, and a world filled with plants, animals, and even people. So here's what He did. In the very beginning, before there was anything, before time began, God created the heavens and the earth. At first, the earth had no particular shape or form until God the Holy Spirit hovered over it and gave the earth its shape. God commanded that there be light on our earth, and there was light. God said it was good. Then He separated the daylight from the darkness of the night. That was the first day of creation. Next, God said, "Let there be a huge expanse of space, so there would be water both above the expanse and below it." He called the area above the expanse heaven. This is what He did on the second day of creation. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together so that the dry land would appear." And it happened just as God said. He called the dry land earth, where you and I live. He called the waters the seas, where the fish live. Next, God commanded that the earth sprout forth like springtime, with trees and plants and all kinds of wonderful vegetation. By the end of the third day, the earth was beautiful and covered in lush green. Then God turned His attention to the heavens once again. He said, "Let there be lights in the heavens to give light during the day for all the earth." Specifically, He created the sun to give light by day, and the moon and stars by night. That's what happened on the fourth day. On the next day, God created the fish and everything that lives in the sea, as well as the birds and everything that flies in the air. What an exciting day that must have been. There was once again an evening and a morning, which made this the fifth day of creation. Then God said, "Let there be all kinds of animals, crawling reptiles, and livestock on the earth." He had already made the green grass and the trees back on the third day, so all the animals would have plenty to eat. And God saw that it was good. Oh, but wait! This is where the story really gets exciting. It was the sixth day of creation. God had made everything. He looked at his creation and he was very pleased. But there was one more creation of God to come. And that was you and me. Well, at least our first parents. So on the sixth day of creation, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let this human creation have control over all the rest of my creation." And it happened just as God said. God created the first man, and he called him Adam. But God created Adam differently from all the other things he had created. Man was a special creation, for we were created in the image of God, after his likeness. And that wasn't true of the sun and stars, or the planets and the animals. We were the crown of God's creation. And by the end of the sixth day, God was finished. Creation was finished. It was complete, and God said, "It is very good." That's how the earth and everything in it, including you and me, came to be. God created us. We didn't evolve. We didn't mutate from some lesser creation. We were specifically and delightfully crafted by the great God of heaven and earth. Now, I think you'll agree, that is pretty special. That's what the Bible says, and I believe it. Well, there you have it, the great story of creation as revealed by God himself. And while many different cultures have come up with their own creation stories, this is the only one recorded in the Bible, God's eternal, truthful, and understandable written word. Handed down from generation to generation, from grandfather to grandson, until it was finally written down and recorded in that permanent record we call the Bible. Now, does that prompt your thinking?
Yeah, it does, because many people don't believe that God is the creator. They say it was all from some Big Bang explosion millions of years ago. Scientists teach that we evolved into what we are today from nothing at all.
Yes, but think about it. If we all came from a Big Bang so far in the past that no one knows for sure when it happened, what caused the Big Bang? Who created the gases, the planets, the stars from that Big Bang? Having seen deep space from recent space probes, how likely do you think all of what we're seeing today happened just by accident? Most reasonable people say that's ridiculous. So, what do you think? Did you enjoy this story? Better still, do you believe this story? Let me ask some questions. First, many religions have many gods. But the God of the Bible is different. Where does he live?
He lives in heaven.
That's right. He lives above everything he created. So what does that tell you about the God of the Bible?
It tells me he's separate from his creation. He lives above it. He's not part of it.
Right again. God is the creator of everything. He is not the offspring of two gods or a god and a devil. He is God. High above his creation, not part of it or a product of it. So what else do you think it means that God is separate from his creation?
Well, he's superior to his creation. He's bigger and better than his creation.
Yes, and that's because he is God and his creation is the universe, the plants, the animals, the fish, the air we breathe, and even we ourselves. Okay, let's think about something else in the Bible story of creation. Do you see any order to God's creation? I mean, was the creation done in a sequence over time, or was it just an explosion and all we have is what we see after the dust settled?
No, there was a definite order to God's creation, and it took place over the space of 6 days, the Bible says.
Okay, so why is that important? Would creation look any different if, say, God created the animals first? And later he created the waters above the expanse of space and the waters below space on the earth?
Well, if the animals were created first, they would have no water to drink until God created water.
Right. And even worse, suppose God created the planets and trees on day one, but he didn't create the sun and the stars until, say, day five. Plants, trees, and grasses need the sun to exist. They would die without the sun, and even though it may be the couple of days later, there are some people who believe these days were not like our days, 24 hours at a time, but were actually long periods of time, perhaps hundreds and thousands of years. This would be a real problem for them if God had not created light from the sun before he created the grass and plants, who have to have the sun to live. So you see, there was a lot of thought given to how God would create the world and all that is in it. He had a plan. And after each day of creation, God made the comment, "And it was good." God was pleased with his work, and he should be. Hey, it has lasted since the day he created it. Well, there are more questions we could ask, but I think the things for you and me to remember from the Bible's account of creation are these. God did it. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't some cosmic explosion of random gases. Creation was the handiwork of God, nothing less. We should also learn that when God was finished with his creation, not only did he assess his work at the end of each day, saying, "It was good," but when the 6 days of creation were finished, God said, "It was very good." God never creates anything that is inferior. In God's original creation, everything was good. God created it that way. Now, today, everything may not appear good in this world, but there's a reason for that, and we'll get to it in just a couple of stories from now. Everything God created, however, was very good, but something took what was good and made it bad. That wasn't God's doing, and it wasn't his fault. And here's a final thing you want to take away from this story. God didn't create you and me because he was lonesome or he needed to be personally fulfilled in some way. He created you and me for the same reason he created everything else in our world. This was his plan. This was his glorious creation, and it was designed to shine God's glory back on him, not on us or on the world around us. All of creation had a purpose. All of creation had a relationship with its creator. Now that's one of the great things about the Bible story of creation. We were created by God with a relationship with our creator. He spoke the worlds into existence. But you and I are his personal handicraft. Our original relationship with God was one filled with meaning, one of delight and joy. Why did the God of heaven create us that way? Well, because that's just the way the God of the Bible does things. He's just that kind of God. Well, I have to go for now, but I'll be back soon with another true story from the Bible. Before I return, why don't you take some time to think about what God created, the order in which he created things, the time he used in creating, and the great joy and pleasure the Creator took from his creation. If you do, you'll appreciate the God of heaven even more. I'm your Bible storyteller and friend, Woodrow Kroll. I'll be back soon with another story from God's Word. Until then, may God bless you and use you to be a blessing to others.